Oh, shit.
Good evening. Welcome to the Indie Wrestling Show podcast, sponsored by Sports Talk with Friends. Mr. Right Now, and it is September 3rd, 2020. And a lot of people have been asking me, the paparazzi questions have been coming in. You know, Chris Castile, why are you Mr. Right Now? Why? Because I give the people what they want right now. I get things done right now. Right now, it's time for the Indie Wrestling Show. We have a heck of a good show, great guests, and the bestest co-hostesses on the planet. And right now, I'm about to bring on one of them. He is Mr. Coach Lee. Coach
Lee, how's it going tonight? It was really good, man. Not a doggone thing. Enjoying another week. Exciting show. Have some fun. Let's get it on.
That's right. And also, new for this week, I got my club lights on the background. And at this time, me and Coach Lee are very proud to present the founder of Sports Talk with Friends. He holds many titles. He is Mr. 504 himself. He is the one and only Uncle Leroy Jr. Welcome to the show.
Let's get it on. Let's get it on. Let's get it on. Let's do it, Uncle Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior, man. I'm telling you, it was going down backstage, cracking up into Mr. Rat now. But hey, man, look, I can't wait to get this show started 8 o'clock on this god dog on Thursday, man. What's good?
It's all good. And just like in wrestling, at the Indie Wrestling Show, it's all about evolving. Mr. Satisfaction had a good run, but he's gone. And now Mr. Right Now is here. So it's good to be here, Mr. Right Now, making his debut here on the Indie Wrestling Show.
Shout out to you, Sid. She liked the party lights.
Oh, yeah. And I like the party, ma'am. If you're out there, hit up Mr. Right Now. Now, it's time for some shout-outs. Coach Lee in Big D, Dallas, Texas. Any shout-outs tonight?
Man, only shout-out I got tonight is everybody that's tuning in, appreciate your loyalty. Keep coming back. Bring your friends. Bring your family. Well, like he said, we always evolving. You don't want to have a show that you miss out on.
That's right, Coach Lee. Uncle Leroy Jr., any shout-outs tonight to the Indie Wrestling Show Podcast Nation?
I just got one to you because you was about to have us this show ended right after it got started. Shout-out to you, sis, for always tuning into it. But, hey, man, let's get this thing started.
All right. And I want to shout-out Sports Talk with Friends, all 2,000 and plus more of them. It grows every day. No hard feelings to everyone that I play fantasy football against. It's all business. Don't get your feelings hurt when Mr. Right Now comes for that title. You know who I'm talking about.
It's always going down in our – I'm telling you, man, it's going down in our league, man.
It started.
Already.
It's all right. I mean, I know there's 1,000 Saints fans. It's only me and Coach Lee versus everybody. We ain't scared. We'll take on everybody.
You sound scared to me. You sound scared. Never scared. If you got to say you're scared, you ain't scared. You scared.
Mr. Right Now, I'm scared.
LeVar Ball, baby, never lost.
I want to give a shout out to Thunder Rosa, made her All Elite Wrestling debut last night. Former guest of the show, one of the originals. So shout out to her. Yes, sir. Mission Pro Wrestling, Gulf Coast Wrestling Alliance, and Sports Talk with Friends. I mean, without Sports Talk with Friends, I don't know if Mr. Right Now would have many friends. So, yeah.
Sports Shout out to them.
Shout out to them for being friendly to Mr. Right Now. And I also want to state at the beginning of the show that this show is dedicated to all military veterans and for all those who serve their community, first responders, everybody like that. And without any further ado, we're going to get to the preview edition. Well, actually, I had a little birdie tell me that Coach Lee had a question for him. What was your question, Coach Lee?
Why did they call you Mr. Right Now?
Well, they call me Mr. Right Now because, you know, Mr. Right Now is not about tomorrow. He ain't about making commitments or getting titles. I ain't Mr. Right. Make no mistake about it. But I guarantee you, I am Mr. Right Now, and that's why. That's why they call me Mr. Right Now. They call me, I must Mr. Cook My Own Dinner because, you know, Mr.
Let's
Right
Now. Let's get it on. I got Mr. Right Now. Let's get it on, man. I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
But back to this indie stuff, man. So, you know, what are some of the hot spots of the indie, you know, of indie wrestling? Because I've seen wrestling in New Orleans, so, but, you know, I've seen wrestling in GA. But, you know, tell some of the listeners, some of our fans, like, you know, what are some of the hot spots for the indie scene?
You know, a lot of indie wrestlers have the same dilemma. They keep telling me, you know, Mr. Right Now, how do I get my name out there right now? How do I get to be a name right now? And I was telling a lot of people, the old guard tells them, you know, you got to get out of Texas and you got to get out there. And yeah, maybe go out there, San Diego, California, hip, Las Vegas, Nevada, New York. But the best wrestling there is in the United States today, it's got to be in the big state of Texas. You know, you got Dallas, Texas up there with DFW. Those guys put on great shows. You got Austin, Texas, a lot of wrestlers that we interview here from Austin. El Paso area, known for Lucha Libre, Laredo the same way. Corpus Christi, Texas, with Mr. Trevino and Ben Galvan, Gulf Coast Wrestling Alliance. They've had, I don't know how many guys, 5-6 guys make it to All Elite Wrestling already. So you got to, my opinion, one of, if not the best indie wrestling promotion there is. And of course, you can't forget about San Antonio, Texas. I always start with everything cool always happens in San Antonio for some reason. Because it ain't happening here.
Hey, but when I was growing up, I was a big fan of Pee Wee Big Adventure, and I was like, that's where the Alamo is, right? Is there? Is it San Antonio?
Yep.
I didn't know that. I was guessing.
Moving right along. And now we're going to get to another favorite part of the show. This Saturday is a very, very big day. And all you people want to celebrate Mr. Right Now's birthday with me on Saturday, feel free to hit up my my fans only page, you know, exclusive merch, pics of me in my swimwear.
Hey, you know what? Hey, we're gonna quick interlude and shout out to your Facebook user. You know, that's great work, guys. I've enjoyed watching from Laredo, Texas. You got Laredo hanging out. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you to all my dozens and thousands of Mr. Right Now fans. You know, shout out to you and thanks for being a fan of Mr. Right Now. And of course, all of Coach
Lee. I think he's a fan of the show, not right now. We gotta cut that line. He's a fan of the show.
Fan of the show.
Yeah.
And with Coach Lee, there would be no show. I'm just putting it out there. Shout out to Coach Lee tonight. Birthday this Saturday. Well, actually this weekend, Uncle Leroy Jr. turns 32.
Hey.
And I'm gonna be hitting the big 29 finally on Saturday.
Shout out.
Shout out to
Ian, you know, shout out to you, salute. But shout out to Ian. He's hanging out with us from Canada. See you in the watch party.
Already. Thank you.
And a big shout out to All Elite Wrestling. Because Saturday, they coincidentally gave me a birthday present. It's the All In pay-per-view featuring Thunder Rosa versus Hikaru Shida for the AEW and NWA women's title. So you got champion versus champion on a boom collision course. Best of the best. And she was successful last night on her debut. So she did a heck of a job. And now I'm going to roll by some previews of the show. My first preview is Chris Jericho. You guys might have heard of him.
He is on the show.
Yeah, I mean, when I talked to old Chris, and you know, one of these days we are going to hook up on the show. But you know, he's a very busy man. So is Mister right now. But I'm picking Y2J to be successful. I'm picking John Moxley to roll all over MJF, young kid. He's also the son of Colt Cabana, little known fact. Also, the 21-man battle royal that I'm looking forward to. The winner of that. Hold on.
Wait. You just stop in the middle. For our podcast listeners, y'all got to join our live stream. It is hilarious. I'm telling you, you can watch us live on Twitch. You can watch us live on Twitter, on Periscope, on YouTube, and on our website, sportstalkwithfriends.com/live shows.
All that good stuff.
Hey.
Yeah, it's a live show. You never know what's going to happen. But my prediction
for the
21-man battle royal is AEW will surprise us as usual. And on pay-per-views, you always get new wrestlers. So my prediction is going to be someone we've never heard or seen of before. And they're going to show up and show out. It will not be – I'm going to burst everyone's bubble. It will not be Mr. Right Now.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Right Now will be at home with a lot of barbecue and Big Red. I guarantee you that on Saturday watching the show, not being part of the show up in Florida. But big shout-out to everyone, former guests of the show who made it there, like Christy James. Remember her, Christy James? She's an all-elite wrestler. So big shout-out to her working out hard out there. Big shout out to Uncle Leroy Jr. working out hard in Dallas, Texas.
Hey, hold on, man. Hold on with the game, man. Hey, man. I'm calling people
around. I know Coach B is big on them Pilates and yoga. I know Coach B is doing that.
Been on curls, man.
It's all good. Okay, let me talk. Oh. 1 second. Uncle Leroy Jr., so any predictions for Thunder Rosa this Saturday in her match?
Well, today's on, I don't know about no Thunder Rosa. I don't know, man.
She going to win.
That's all I know. She's going to win. But she was pretty cool. And she got some cool merch when she hung out with us. So shout out to you, Thunder Rosa. You know what I'm saying? Get your W.
That's right. If she does, she will be a two-belt holder, NWA champ and AEW champ. So right now, Bryson Scott, our guest, is logging in currently as I speak. He'll be here any moment. But Coach Lee, I just want to know, better wrestler, Hulk Hogan or the Iron Sheik?
Better wrestler for his tacticians? Right. I got to go with the Iron Sheik. He's a better wrestler. Hogan was a better showman. But it's all about the Sheik, man.
Okay.
He knew wrestling him.
Hey, Iron Sheik came through here, baby. WCCW.
Okay.
So that's what's up. And at this time, without any further ado, I'm going to show some highlights of our next guest in action so everyone can see our next guest right here. 1 second. Let me just play on the thing. And I'll explain what's going on.
Hey, what's down with you, Sam? Appreciate you for hanging out with us, Sam. In the building.
Okay. 1 second. So our next guest is a big-time wrestler going on with tradition of only the best of the best are here at the Indie Wrestling Show. And right now I'm playing a clip of one of his matches. You might recognize the wrestler in there. He's also a former guest. Let me get here to the action.
What's down with the P? Thanks for hanging out with us. Cali in the building. What's down with your cuz? Thanks for hanging out. Vegas in the building. I see y'all in the watch party.
So there's our guest, Bryson Scott. He's actually in a wrestling match in TWA against DeMarcus Rashad.
Hey, he's on our fitness team.
He's on the fitness team. He's there. And Mr. Stud Tackler, our guest, I guarantee you he knows something about fitness. So he's there. And now I want to get to another clip. 1 second.
I'm a little biased. I'm like, wait, yeah, you know, if he went against DeMarcus, oh, okay, sis, with the iron sheet. You know what I'm saying? I see you.
Yeah, Mr. Stud Tackler has been everywhere. And right now I'm going to play his highlight reel that you can catch actually on his YouTube page. Got all his matches there, extra content. You can watch the Valhalla Club documentary, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But very charismatic wrestler, pound for pound, one of the best in the state of Texas. You know, this quick clip shows his highlights. Of course, I can't play the music due to copyrights, but I can guarantee he's got one of the best songs in the Indies that I like. So that's Mr. Stud Tackler's highlight clip.
High flying.
I was wondering if the sound was coming on.
No, I remember last time I did that, then we kind of got we got removed. So at this time, without any further ado, let me introduce my next guest. He's a U.S. Army veteran. He wrestles out of San Antonio, Texas. He's a member of the Valhalla Club. He is the reigning, defending, fearless pro wrestling, rising Phoenix champion. Indie Wrestling Show fans, supporters, welcome Mr. Stud Tackler, Bryson Scott, to the show.
What's up, everybody? How's it going?
Oh, good. Bryson. Thanks for hanging out. What's up?
Thank you, Bryson, for joining us, and welcome to the show tonight. Looking good as always. And so this is a historic moment, Uncle Leroy Jr., because we have Mr. Right Now interviewing Mr. Stud Tackler. And Mr. Right Now, Mr. Stud Tackler, same place, same time. You know it's going to be a great night. That's all I got. Especially here in Corpus Christi, when Mr. Stud Tackler, Bryson Scott, comes over to GCWA show, it is fire. I mean, the crowd either loves him or hates him, but they go nuts for him. So I give him
a props. As you were talking about the whole Pee Wee Big Adventure, the Alamo, I'm rocking Black Rifle Coffee's new Alamo shirt.
Nice. You know what I'm saying? Nice plug. I like that. You know what I'm saying?
My wife loves Pee Wee, so.
Double salute, man. I know the whole thing. Like, I was 5 years old repeating the whole show, man. I'm telling you, like, you know.
He plugged the merch.
Don't tell my street partners that, though.
I got you.
I guarantee Uncle Leroy Jr., we will not tell your street partners.
Appreciate it.
Now, I'm going to get into the interview because Mr. Stud Tackler, I know, has a busy schedule. I mean, full-time dad, has a job, you know, like all the rest of us. And he trains himself to the bone in that gym, tell by them biceps.
I see. They're bulging over there.
Right. That big.
flexing like that. I was like, all right, I'm feeling it. Hey, shout out to you, for hanging out with us. I see you.
He puts in the time in the ring with the ring work. I know he trains sometimes, or I don't know how, because I'm not there, but hybrid school of professional wrestling. So shout out to Chris Marvel and the boys out there.
We were just out there last night, actually, for the hybrid experience. So
what is the hybrid experience?
It's more of a student-based shows. More of the established wrestlers can come in, work with the students so that they get that experience without actually being in front of a live paying audience. You know, it just gets them used to working in front of a crowd before they actually have to work in front of a crowd, so that when they do, they're actually putting on quality content and they're not hurting anybody.
So basically they're like shadowing you and like you're giving them a little veteran experience out there.
Exactly, and you're just helping them learn.
That's outstanding. So let me ask you a question. I'm going to jump right in the interview. How did you get the name Mr. Stud Tackler? How did that come about?
A horrible haircut after I got out of the Army.
Emphasis on horrible. He was like, oh, horrible. Like, I believe
I was just like, I was out of the Army. I was like, all right, I'm going to grow my beard for the first time. It was all bushy. I had this weird haircut. I was just like, all right, I'm going to start being cocky. I'm going to be Mr. Stud Tackler. And I ran with it. It's evolved so much. I've evolved so much out of it. It's been fun.
Oh yeah. Right. I love having my own name too. I mean, my own extra persona, like, and Mr. Stuntacular is an awesome name. I love it. Love it to pieces. Mr. Right Now is an awesome name. We got to work on Uncle Leroy Jr. He's got to be Mr. I don't know what to say without him getting mad at me.
You call me your Uncle LJ. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's about close again.
Or Coach Lee could be, I don't know. I'll leave that alone. I'll stop. They already know. Oh. Anyway, so my next question is, because you're a military veteran, shout out, and this show is dedicated to all veterans. It's a military veteran special. Right. I wasn't in combat. I was just in the Navy. I mean, I was on a aircraft carrier called USS Kitty Hawk. Shout out to them.
Do I salute? We can salute them?
That's kind of like John Cena saluting. It's like, who am I to tell him no? But
wow. All right. So, how did you go from military and the Army? How did you get into pro wrestling, and where did you train?
Actually, I started training before I even joined the Army. I've been around wrestling since I was like 7 or 8 years old. My father was an independent wrestler throughout South Carolina and Georgia. I took my first wrestling bump, as they call it, just a snap suplex in a barn in Columbia, South Carolina, of a pretty famous lady named Susan Tex Green. She was known for beating Fabulous Moolah when she was the women's champion, when it was WWWF. There's a whole podcast on it and everything. It's pretty cool, but that's where my first bumps were taken. And then I lived with my dad when I was in high school and my grades were slipping. His buddy had a ring and goes, "Hey, we'll train you on the weekends if you get your grades up." So every day I would come home, I'd do my homework, and I'd go out and I'd do 100 bumps. And I would squat. You know, it was one of those things I've always wanted to do because I didn't have that connection with my dad for the longest time because my parents were separated. So when I did have that opportunity, I wanted to do something that he loved, that he spent his time on. But this time I get to do it with my kids. You know, I wasn't able to go on the road with my dad, have that kind of bond like I wanted to. But now I get to do it with my wife and kids, and it's pretty cool. But I did also train at the VCW, or at the time it was Vanguard Championship Wrestling Training School in Hampton, Virginia as well.
Wow. Nice. So you're originally up from the Virginia area, or?
Yep, I'm originally from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
So know about this entertainment tax? Because I'm still trying to figure that out.
Oh, entertainment tax? I know nothing about that. That's something new.
Okay.
I haven't been living in Virginia since 2009.
Nice. Okay, gotcha.
Now, next question, what I really want to talk about, and for those who might not know, you're a member of the Valhalla Club, and there's on YouTube, there's a documentary movie on it. What, for those who don't know, what is the Valhalla Club all about, and who are they?
Valhalla Club is myself, Jan Ostrom, and Eddie Wittern. We are all three Army combat veterans who have been diagnosed with PTSD. All three of us have found an outlet to help with that PTSD besides medication through professional wrestling. So just like you have your 22 kill, you have all these foundations for military suicide awareness, veteran suicide awareness. That's pretty much what Valhalla Club is. We want to teach people that there are outlets out there so that they don't have to, you know.
Right.
I don't even like saying it, but.
Right.
The documentary is actually not on YouTube. There's a teaser trailer, but the actual documentary itself is on Amazon Prime.
On Amazon
Prime. I got it. Okay. Check it out.
Same here.
So everyone out there listening, check out the Valhalla Club on Amazon Prime. I'm sorry about that for earlier. But that's an outstanding thing. Even for like someone like me, I wasn't blessed with the skills to be a pro wrestler. I mean, we've talked about, I got in a ring with the Honky Tonk Man. I took a bump and the Honky Tonk Man said, get the hell out of my ring. So wrestling ain't my thing. I wish it was, but I mean, at this stage of the game, I know what I'm good and what I'm not good at. So going to wrestling, seeing like, thanks, shout out to Ben Galvano, the Gulf Coast Wrestling Alliance people, Laredo, San Antonio area, Dallas area, the shows I go to, for me, that releases my stress too. And it gives me something, a place where I'm accepted. I mean, I go to wrestling shows, everyone accepts me like I'm family. I haven't ran to a wrestler who's been a jerk yet. Everyone's been nice to me, shakes my hand. It's a really welcoming place, and it's a place to go to be accepted, you know. So you have all kinds of different people, and then when they go to the wrestling show, it's like a family. I can't, it's kind of hard to explain unless you're there, you know. And the wrestlers themselves right. are even another tighter family. So shout out to you guys. Now the next question I got is it's about the Green Ranger. It's been real controversial. I personally don't like the dude. I know you don't like him. Mr. Spectacular don't like him. Mr. Right Now don't like him. It seems to me like he's avoiding a fight from you. Is there anything, if he were here, what would you tell the Green Power Ranger if he were here right now?
You know, I've texted JDF when he was in San Antonio. I was like, hey, let's meet up. We could do it right now. You know, he was always, oh, I'm sick. You know, we saw that promo that he did for the show in New Braunfels for LWA.
Yeah, I remember.
He was faking COVID before COVID was a thing, you know? Damn, that was low.
Hey.
I think it's safe to say the Green Ranger is
still here. What can I say?
Man, you got to toughen up the Green Ranger because I've been coming after that. I'm like, wait, that's like saying you're about to fight Barney. You know what I'm saying? You got to love the Green Ranger. So I'm glad. Shout out to you for toughening that up, man. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
I think the Green Ranger honestly is hiding from Mr. Spectacular. I even think Mr. Right Now could take out a Power Ranger if I really wanted to. I'm just saying. You people who are hearing on Spotify, I can't see Uncle Leroy laughing like crazy right now.
Yeah.
Now, for other veterans out there, how does wrestling help for you? How does wrestling help you with PTSD?
It's just an outlet, man. Like I said, I've evolved with the Spectacular character. I've also evolved with how it helps me. Now I'm big into the motivational speaking. Once all this COVID stuff's over with, I want to tour with military veterans that wrestle, that have been trained, and put on shows and go out there and speak to others, do suicide awareness, do just veteran awareness type things like that, because you never can have enough of it.
True. So agree.
More awareness, the better. And that's good that, I mean, you got out of the military, but you're still giving back to those other brothers and sisters who get out and maybe they don't have no one to talk to, you know, maybe life is a little sad or they have,
I've been there, you know, I've been there. So like I said, that's why I give back, because I have been to the bottom of the barrel, looking at the end of a barrel, you know. That's not how anybody should go.
Agreed.
You know.
Well, shout out to you for that. Before I go forward, Coach Lee, yeah. Do you have any questions for Mr. Spectacular Bryson Scott?
I do. So, what are the hot spots for indie wrestling?
Right now, like I love wrestling in Corpus. The crowd there is just fire.
Shout out
three times.
Shout out to La Familia and CC, baby.
That's right, baby. Houston, Loco Pro is doing great things down there. Gulf State, that's going to be running up in East Texas. That's going to be a huge thing coming up. Like, it's all you see that they're. Got Ricky Morton, Robert Gibson, some of the older guys, Manny Fernandez. But they've also got one of my trainers, Damian Wayne, on there. So,
hold on, Bryce, let me look you up right there. So, for Uncle Leroy and Coach Lee, he just said some pretty big names. Robert Gibson, Morton. That's right. The Rock and Roll Express. So, he's talking about big time wrestlers right there. So, shout out to Bryson for that.
heard Manny Fernandez in there too. I'm like,
what? Yeah, the Raging Bull. Oh yeah, we got burritos everywhere.
Nice. Manny Fernandez can still bring it. He's huge, that guy. He's still, I don't know how old he is, but man, he could still beat take Mister right
hasn't
now.
Hasn't missed a beat. Hasn't missed a beat. I'm supposed to see Manny in 2 weeks.
Wow,
nice. Awesome. For a training session. So
that's freaking
awesome. And I heard he don't play around. I heard, you know, he's shout out to him. He's one of the best trainers in Texas. I mean, he's toughest of the tough. Good with people. I never heard anyone say anything bad about Manny Fernandez. Good guy, tough as nails. Scary looking. I wouldn't want to. I mean, I've seen him, but I stayed away from him. You know, I was in the same thing
that, me too.
So, shout out to Papalote up in the sky. Rest in peace. But that's where I saw him at a Papalote show. And saw Manny the Raging Bull Fernandez there. And that was actually last time I saw Papalote. But anyway, moving on. What is in pro wrestling? I'm talking about just pro wrestling. And you've seen a lot of guys that you've wrestled and you know and you've trained that they're making it to the show. You know, a lot of people getting signed. And I think you're right up there. If not, you're just as good as those people because you've wrestled them. So what is your goal, Mr. Stud Tackler, 2 years from now? Where do you see yourself wrestling? Like, what kind of program?
I would like to see that I have at least toured Japan once or twice.
Yeah.
Within 2 years. And I'd say within a year, I'd like to see myself on TV with AEW.
And I can definitely see that happening. Uh-huh. I mean, you've already, and I thought for a second, Cody Rhodes would have retained his title. I thought he was going to call up Bryson Scott. I mean, because it looked like a reality. We were pulling for you. I was liking and sharing like crazy.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I had a lot of great support with that. But the only thing Cody ever liked was a picture of my pig on Twitter. None of my challenges, no nothing, but he liked a picture of my pig.
I'm sure you will get your shot. I mean, plenty of Texas wrestlers, like I said, that you know and train with have made it. So, I mean, it can happen any day now. So you're doing the right thing. Keep training. Keep staying ready. I mean, I know shows are hard to come by right now due to the COVID, but I mean, you're doing what you can, staying in shape, staying in the gym, which is really important, and staying trained. Something that I don't do, but Weaver Jr. and Coach Lee are in the gym for me. You know, everyone knows I'm still getting back from my injury. And everyone keeps talking, well, Mr. Right Now, didn't that injury happen like a year ago? Yes, it did. But I was still, I'll be back.
I'm still dealing with a knee injury from last year. So,
right.
They linger.
Oh, yeah.
And, Uncle Leroy Jr., do you have any questions for Bryson Scott tonight?
All right. So, what was your best wrestling moment? Because we've heard your bumps, but what was your, you know, I guess when you gave somebody some bumps?
My best wrestling moment, me and Jared Wayne, one of my first matches at Hurricane Pro, we wrestled a match and we came back through the curtain and Elijah Burke was standing there. He pulled us to the side and he goes, "Boys, that was fucking good shit." I don't know if I'm allowed to cuss. Sorry.
You're good. We want you to be yourself.
But,
not a fan.
But that was the first moment that I was like, damn, maybe I am doing something right, you know? And then that's when I really kicked my training into high gear, my focus on wrestling more and stuff like that. So that was definitely a big eye-opener for me.
Nice.
Wow.
And before got to give a shout out.
And that's not the name drop. I know somebody's going to be like, oh, name dropper. No.
No, we're just telling the story how it happened.
Right.
There ain't no shame in that at all. And before I get to his last question, I want to thank Bryson Scott for taking the time out of his schedule.
Most definitely.
To being here tonight. You know, oh, it's no problem. It's a joy to have you. You know, also, other than being a wrestler, I mean, he's a combat war veteran. I mean, and so without people like him, you know, we wouldn't be able to even have this show. So from one vet and from everyone, Sports Talk with Friends and the Wrestling Show, shout out to you, Bryson Scott. I really do mean that. Right. So that's from from Mr. Right Now to Mr. Stud Tackler, is shout out right there.
Thank you.
And yes, Uncle Leroy Jr., I do love my new nickname, Mr. Right Now. Thank you for giving me that nickname. I appreciate it. Because I was Mr. Satisfaction last week, but now I've evolved to Mr. Right Now. So it's been evolution. I'll move on. I was talking about evolution. Bryson, before we let you go, any messages to your supporters, your fans, your fans out there?
Thank you all who share my stuff. Like I said before, you know, without y'all during this COVID time, you know, a lot of us would just fade into the shadows. But with y'all keep sharing it, you know, that helped a lot of us stay relevant. For those of you who have been supporting my wife and her Speaking Out documentary, I appreciate that very much. Please continue to share the link. We're still working on production and stuff like that. Please go check out Valhalla Club on Amazon Prime. Leave a comment, leave a review.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, thank you. There's over 2,000 members on the Sports Talk with Friends Facebook page that are going to be introduced to you from New Orleans, Dallas. We're nationwide. Thanks, Uncle
Leo. Canada.
Worldwide. Hey? Right. Not nation. Worldwide.
So we're introducing Mr. Stud Tackler to all the fans out there, and indie wrestling also. You know, a lot of people just think of wrestling, think of WWE, but we like to introduce everyone to all sorts of wrestling, you know. So shout out to you. Coach Lee, any final party shots to Mr. Stud Tackler before we let him go?
Yeah, most definitely. We definitely appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us today. I learned a lot about you. I learned a lot about your cause. Appreciate the service and your sacrifice that you and your family made. Thank you very much.
All right. Uncle Leroy Jr., Mr. 504.
Why, hey, I ain't that politically correct. See, I can't even say the word whatever he said. I ain't that, you know what I'm saying? But look, man, look, I see you grinding, man. Keep that grind up. You know, you got that heart. I like that. Thank you for hanging out with your dude, Uncle Leroy. I don't say the Leroy without the Junior.
That's awesome.
And I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for all your continued support. And also, go check out Black Rifle Coffee, better known and operated.
Nice.
Awesome. Thank you, Bryson.
In the group.
We will see you down the road at the next show. You take care, Bryson. Wow, what a great interview. As always, the cream of the crop rises to the top. Only the best of the best.
Okay, hold on.
Wrestlers here at the new wrestling show, baby.
I'm trying to be by. I thought you were feeling.
I want to say something been on my chest for a while. Mr. Right Now has got to say it right now. You know, there'll be other shows, you know, other podcasts be popping up. You know, that's all right. It's all love. We love them. But let there be no mistake. There's only one. And that's right. I said there's only one Right Now indie wrestling show podcast. And that's with Mr. Right Now, Coach Lee, and Uncle Leroy Jr. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah. What do you say?
That's right. Mr. Right Now ain't playing no more.
Already.
And I'm excited.
Drop the mic. I'm gone.
So another outstanding show tonight. I'd like to thank all the fans for showing up on the new wrestling show. Next week we'll be joined by Mr. Jason Knight. And on behalf of me, Sports Talk with Friends, the guest, Mr. Stud Tackler, I'm Mr. Right Now, and I will see you next week on the Indie Wrestling Show, brother.